Welcome back. We now get into chapter 40 of retail banking, which is on standing instructions. Now, obviously, as the name suggests, it is an instruction which you have given to the bank to be done on a continuous basis, and that's why it's called standing instructions. So, when do you do that? As a customer, what kind of instructions you want to give to the bank which is consistent in nature? So, that is what we will see in this chapter. So, that is obviously the definition is instruction issued by customers to bank to make payments to third parties on specified dates. So, in case of let's say a life insurance premium or a rent or a subscription to a magazine or some other sources, you have to pay every month some amount. So, you give a standing instruction to the bank to debit your account and credit the other's account up to a value on a specified date, specified value accordingly. You also give, suppose you want to transfer some funds from your saving account into a fixed deposit, you can give a standing instruction for the same. So, EMI, housing loan, higher purchase loans and like, you can give standing instructions. The bank takes the responsibility that on receiving the instruction from customers and makes the payments on their behalf. Instructions would be able to make specific payment to person or organization on a specified date. The payment has to be monthly, quarterly, half yearly or annually. The period of payment required is to be specified in the standing instruction. And they can also instruct stop payment if they feel like. So, it is not that once you give a standing instruction, it is for life. It can continue for life if you wish to, but if you want to stop in between, you can stop. The banker is expected to comply with instructions and make payments on specified dates. However, bank bears no responsibility of payments necessary and you have to check your account on a periodic basis. Also, if you don't have adequate balance to cover the agreement that you or the instruction that you have given to the bank, then the bank is not bound to make that payment. In carrying out your instruction, the banker actually acts like your agent and can be held liable for loss sustained by the customer due to bank's negligence on account of non-compliance or delayed payments. Standing instructions can be freely accepted by the bank, although many bank charges a small amount of payment for it. So, this is a very important facility in your relation with the bank. It can smoothen your life if you know specified payments that you want to keep doing on a regular basis. You can have peace of mind if you give standing instruction and your instructions will be followed till you decide to stop it. So, you should use it much more in your day-to-day life and it will be very useful feature for you in your banking relationship. Thank you for your time.